Chapter 4. Assessment. Assessment Responsibilities. One primary responsibility of the MDO involves assessing the effectiveness of deception and deception in support of OPSEC in achieving supported command objectives. Assessment is the continuous monitoring throughout planning, preparation, and execution, and evaluation of the current situation to measure the overall effectiveness of the operation, an essential and resource-intensive aspect of any successful deception. MDOs consider assessment from the initiation of planning. Planners avoid developing deception objectives that cannot be associated with a progressive and observable enemy response into a more detailed deception concept or subsequent execution. Deception is assessed in the same manner as other operations, using MOPS to determine if a deception event was executed according to plan, and using MOES to determine if the event created the desired impact or effect. In deception, MOPS involve everything up to and including delivery of the observable, filtered or unfiltered, to the deception target. Accurately assessing MOES for deception is complicated by the fact that MDOs need to measure desired changes in perception, as well as the action or inaction manifested by their success. MDOs develop MOES that measure effectiveness, efficiency, and adaptability using the following guide. Appropriate. MOES should correlate to the target's objectives. Mission-related. MOES must correlate to the mission. Measurable. Quantitative MOES reflect reality more accurately than qualitative MOES, and hence are generally the measure of choice when the situation permits their use. Useful. MOES should detect situation changes quickly enough to enable the commander to immediately and effectively respond at decision points identified in the deception plan. Because of this complexity, a detailed assessment plan accompanies each planned deception event. A detailed assessment plan includes MOPS, MOES, and coordination with the G2 for information collection assets to collect and report indicators in real time. Every assessment plan begins with a baseline, the point from which assessments are measured. Planners can generate a baseline from an initial survey, poll, or estimate, or establish a baseline from a specific time or event. The MDO also has responsibility for continually reassessing the deception objective, target, story, and events to ensure they are still important to the achievement of the mission objectives. Monitoring activities include, but are not limited to, monitoring and evaluating the deception to ensure it continues to support operations, evaluating how the target is acting or not acting in response to the deception story, monitoring for unintended consequences resulting from the deception, determining when termination criteria are met. Planners consider how to assess a deception plan at the start of the planning process. A plan to assess a deception informs the commander if the operation is being executed as planned and achieving the desired results. As part of the evidence-based approach to decision-making, assessment is integral to the planning process, and it must be designed as part of the initial planning process once the commander's intent has been articulated. By integrating assessment into the planning cycle, staff can identify potential second and third-order effects and unintended consequences. Assessment plan. An MDO develops an assessment plan using the following steps. Design an assessment plan. Develop a data collection plan and an analysis plan. Collect and treat data. Analyze, interpret, and make recommendations. Design an assessment plan. An MDO designs an assessment plan at the initial planning phase of the operation. This should be integral to the planning process. Assessment design typically uses two types of feedback. Target feedback. Information, analytical determinations, and evidence, MOES, that the target is acting or preparing to act on the deception. Conduit feedback. Information and evidence, MOES, that the conduits receive, process, and transmit to elements of the deception. This feedback is also referred to as operational feedback. An effective design includes indicators of whether the target is receiving the deception story as planned. It also includes indicators of whether the target is acting in accordance with the deception objective. develop a data collection plan, and an analysis plan. An MDO designs a collection plan during the planning phase of the operation. This not only articulates the procedure by which indicators should be collected, but also the time-sensitive monitoring of indicators as they relate to the measurable outcome. Alongside the collection plan, MDOs design an analysis plan at the initial stage of deception planning. This analysis plan identifies the analytical techniques used to analyze the collected evidence. Collect and treat data. The Deception Working Group continuously collects and treats data during the execution phase of the operation. First, the group establishes a baseline prior to the execution phase beginning and continuously monitors the collection plan. All assessments require a baseline. A pre-operation baseline is used to gauge progress during the operation against eventual outcomes post-operation. If the deception plan does not establish a baseline, the staff cannot determine what has changed as part of the deception plan or understand eventual success or failure. Analyze, interpret, and make recommendations. The Deception Working Group continuously analyzes, interprets, and makes recommendations during the execution phase of the operation, but a final assessment after the operation is required. If the MDO designed the deception plan correctly, with a robust analysis plan based on a mixed methods approach to collect and monitor the necessary evidence, then the final assessment should be robust. This is important, as the final assessment informs the realization of the effect being sought as part of the overall O plan. The deception assessment contributes to the overall evidence that informs the commander's decision-making process. Measures of effectiveness and measures of performance development. The development of deception MOs and MOPs differs slightly from similar processes for other capabilities. One way to easily conceptualize MOs and MOPs for deception involves using the See, Think, Do methodology. MOs are associated with think and do. What perceptions and conclusions did the enemy draw from a particular observable, alone or in the context of other observations? Are those perceptions leading toward the desired action or inaction captured in a deception objective? MOPs are most closely associated with C. Did friendly forces portray the planned indicator? Did the enemy see the execution and transmit the desired message to the deception target, creating an observable? MO development and collection for deception focuses on the current cognitive state of the deception target. The enemy's cognitive state can be measured in one of two ways. First, it uses the evaluation of known comments or public statements by the decision maker. Second, it identifies and monitors the flow of enemy, particularly the target's, activity to determine patterns of behavior that indicate the deception target's susceptibility to being moved toward the desired perception and subsequent action or inaction. The baseline provides the first indication that friendly forces can affect the target in the manner that meets the desired effect. However, the knowledge of this activity occurring or not occurring may not be easily available or discernible. Sometimes, it will manifest itself at the very moment a particular effect in the deception plan is required. Thus, the controlling planner remains vigilant to indicators that suggest the current cognitive state of the target has, in some manner, changed. MOP collection for deception involves two conceptual steps. Determining that the tasked friendly unit or capability employed the desired means to create an indicator at the appropriate time and location. Verifying that the intended enemy conduits cued on the friendly signature, transmitted the collected data, and delivered the information to the deception target in a discernible context. These two steps define the difference between a deception MOP and a traditional MOP, one that asks if friendly forces performed the directed action. Part of every successful deception execution involves action by the enemy. The conduit that the deception seeks to exploit must function. MDOs determine a deception event schedule from reporting channels. The MDO coordinates this reporting with the element controlling a particular execution as a part of finalizing the plan for appropriate access and security controls. Verifying that the enemy conduit functioned as planned and that the desired information reached the deception target requires focused and coordinated intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance support. Using their previous conduit analysis work, MDOs, supporting intelligence analysts, and the intelligence collection manager collaborate. They identify points at which the information transmission might fall susceptible to enemy monitoring and analysis. The presence of filters in the conduit pathway makes this verification process difficult because predicting the level of data aggregation or synthesis with other friendly observables is subjective at best. In some cases, the appearance of an anticipated MO might be the only validation that a persuasive observable was accurately received and perceived. To provide the commander with the information to adjust plans as needed based on timely MOs, the G2 and MDO coordinate. For example, if one deception objective is for the enemy to hold the armored reserve away from the decisive point of ground action, then MDOs develop MOs related to achieving that objective. MO examples related to the action or inaction of the reserve might include such things as an increase or decrease in preparation of defensive positions, implying a period of static activity, an increase or decrease in enemy intelligence collection in the vicinity of a friendly main axis of advance at the expense of other sectors. Is the enemy telegraphing an interest? An increase or decrease in route reconnaissance toward the friendly sector by armored reserve units or leadership. Is this pending or an active branch plan? An increase or decrease in battle drill or movement rehearsal by the enemy reserve. Without the close support of the G2 and a deliberate focus on the development of viable MOs and MOPs as part of the deception plan, the success or failure of the deception might not be known until the moment that a planned enemy action or inaction is turned against friendly forces. This could result in a loss of initiative or increased friendly loss of life.